Okay, so good morning. We're going to begin this morning with reading the Song of the Stages on the Spiritual Path by Jetsun Kapa. I will lead it as a meditation. You can either follow it
Доброе
in
утро.
The text,
А, все ли меня слышат по-русски?
You can read
меня
it
не слышат.
Out loud yourself.
Да, слышно.
Слышно, да? Отлично. Мы как раз сейчас Индия начинаем.
Sorry, is the Russian translation working now?
Yeah.
I think. Sorry. Yeah. Good. Okay. Sorry, I need to switch that on each day.
А сейчас слышно? Вам слышно сейчас?
Да, слышно.
Отлично, отлично. Просто не очень понятный интерфейс сейчас. Все тогда хорошо.
To mute everybody. So begin by feeling the presence of your guru. In this case, you can make the main emphasis your personal.
Чувствуем близость нашего гуру.
Wait a minute, I have to mute Diana, I think. Maybe that's okay. Yeah, you can. Yeah, I muted you, Diana. No? Doesn't work?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
No,
okay.
The problem is, the problem
yeah.
is, I'm not interpreter. I'm just someone. So that's why I have only this option to speak in the common
yes.
channel. So I don't know why, because I followed the link I was sent, and normally
yesterday.
So maybe you can assign me as an interpreter, because otherwise I cannot. And if you mute me, no one will hear me.
Okay. It doesn't offer a sign as interpreter. I can make you a co-host, but I don't think it benefits.
No, not co-host. And what did you do yesterday?
Why didn't we have this problem yesterday?
That's what I'm asking. Because first I came into the room and I saw myself like a regular user. But then I started to be interpreter, and now I just see the globe. That means that I'm following the interpretation of someone, not doing it myself. So maybe it was a mistake, I don't know. Maybe I just leave the meeting and come once again. Maybe I will be interpreter. Can I try?
Yeah.
So I leave.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. I'm sorry, everybody. We need to have a little pause before we can start. This is one of the difficulties. We're recording now. Okay. Also, am I spotlighted? Yes. So that's all right. Everything should be fine now. So your guru doesn't mind all these complications. Your guru is on the crown of your head in the form of Lama Tsongkhapa, smiling. And we begin the practice, and I will pause every now and again for you to think about the meaning of what you just recited or what you just heard. It's up to you if you recite with me. To the feet of the Jetsun Lama, embodiment of the three jewels, profoundly I turn for refuge. Bestow upon me your transforming powers. Homage to Buddha, prince of the Shakya clan, whose body is born from a million virtues and good deeds, whose speech satisfies the hopes of infinite beings, and whose mind sees all things as they are. Homage to Maitreya and Manjushri, highest sons of the peerless master, bodhisattvas carrying the load of Buddha's works by magically sending forth countless emanations. Homage to the exalted Nagarjuna and Asanga, who are famed throughout the three worlds, ornaments among Indian sages to write commentaries fathoming precisely the mother of Buddhas, so difficult to penetrate. Homage to Dipankara Atisha, a mine of oral precepts, he who faultlessly fused all the main teachings of the paths of the profound view and vast deeds, the sublime lineages of both Nagarjuna and Asanga. And homage to all the light-spreading spiritual masters who, with skillful means born from profound compassion, reveal the eye to see through all the vast teachings, the supreme gate for the meritorious who would cross over to freedom. From Nagarjuna and Asanga, banners unto humanity, ornaments amongst the world sages, comes the sublime Lamrim lineage. Fulfilling all hopes of practitioners, it is a wish-fulfilling gem. Combining the streams of 1,000 teachings, it is an ocean of excellent guidance. Through it, one perceives all doctrines as non-contradictory. All teachings arise as personal advice. The intent of Buddha is easily found, and one is protected from the cliff of the greatest evil. Therefore, the wise and fortunate of India and Tibet and the whole world have thoroughly relied upon this excellent legacy, known as the stages in the practice of the three spiritual beings, who of powerful mind would not be intrigued by it. One session of hearing or teaching this tradition, embodying the essence of all Buddha's words, collects waves of merit equivalent to hearing or teaching all Buddha Dharma. The root of all causes producing happiness here and hereafter is the practice of relying in thought and action upon the sacred friend who reveals the path. Seeing this, follow him or her at any cost, and please him or her with the offering of practice. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Human life, found but this one time, more precious than the wish-fulfilling gem, so hard to regain and so easily lost, is brief as a flash of lightning. Seeing this, discard worldly activity like the husk of a grain, and strive day and night to take life's essence. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. There is no certainty that after death, lower rebirth does not await you, but there is certainty that the three jewels have power to protect you from it. Therefore, base yourself upon refuge, and let not the refuge precept degenerate. Also, consider the working of black and white actions. Practicing correctly is your own responsibility. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Should you not find a suitable rebirth, it will not be possible to progress along the path. Cultivate the causes of a perfect rebirth appreciate the importance of purifying the three doors from stains of evil. Cherish the power of the four opponent powers. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. If you do not contemplate the noble truth of suffering, the fallacy of samsara, the wish to be free from samsara will not arise. If you do not contemplate the source of suffering, the door to samsara, you will never discover the means of cutting samsara's root. Base yourself on renunciation of psychic existence. Be tired of it. Cherish knowledge of the chains that bind you to the wheel of cyclic existence. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Development of the Bodhi mind, the thought of enlightenment, is the central pillar of Mahayana practice, the foundation of the Bodhisattva activities, an elixir producing the gold of merit and wisdom, a mine holding the infinite varieties of goodness. Knowing this, the courageous children of the Buddhas hold it tightly at the center of their hearts. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. The perfection of generosity is the magical gem to fulfill the hope of the world, the best tool with which to cut the knot of miserliness constricting the heart, the bodhisattva deed giving birth to the unfailing powers of the spirit, the foundation of beneficial reputation. Knowing this, the wise rely upon the practice of giving their body, possessions, and merits. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Ethical discipline is the water to clean away the stains of evil, moonlight to cool the heat of delusion, radiance towering like a mountain in the midst of sentient beings, the force peacefully to unite humanity. Knowing this, spiritual practitioners guard it as they would their very eyes. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Patience is the best ornament of real heroes, the supreme self-mortification to overcome delusions, the Garuda bird to destroy the snake of anger, armor to protect one from arrows of criticism. Knowing this, in every way, familiarize yourself with the armor of patience. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. If one wears the armor of unrelenting perseverance, qualities of learning and insight will increase like the waxing moon. All activities will become meaningful, and all works begun will reach completion. Knowing this, the bodhisattva applies him or herself to vast perseverance, dispeller of apathy. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Meditative concentration is the monarch to rule the mind. When stabilized, it sits like a mountain. When directed, it can enter all virtuous meditations. It leads to every physical and mental joy. Knowing this, great yogis always rely upon it, the destroyer of the enemy, mental wandering. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Wisdom is the eye to see thatness, the practice which pulls out samsara's root, the treasure of excellences, praised in all scriptures, the supreme lamp to dispel dark ignorance. Knowing this, the wise, seeking freedom, dedicate every effort to generating it. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. But the power to cut samsara's root lies not in single-pointed concentration alone, and wisdom, divorced of the path of mental quiescence, reverses not delusion, though it may try. Wisdom, searching for the ultimate truth, should ride the horse of unwavering samadhi, and with the sharp weapon of Madhyamika reason, should destroy grasping at extremes. With vast wisdom that searches thus, expands the mind, understanding suchness. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. One-pointed meditation brings a samadhi fantastic beyond description. Yet do not stop there. For that, combined with distinguishing awareness, able to discern the modes of being, gives birth to a samadhi which rests firmly and unwaveringly upon the ultimate. Understanding that, see as wondrous efforts made in samadhi joined to wisdom. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Meditate single-pointedly upon space like emptiness. After meditation, see life as a magician's creation. Through familiarity with these two practices, method and wisdom are perfectly united, and one goes to the end of the bodhisattva's ways. Understanding this, be not satisfied by a path exaggerating either method or wisdom, but stay on the road of the fortunate. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. Having generated experience in these practices, common and fundamental to the two Mahayana vehicles, Sutrayana's cause vehicle and Vajrayana's result vehicle, rely upon a wise guide, a tantric adept, and enter into the ocean of tantras. Then, basing yourself upon the complete oral teachings, give meaning to the human birth you gained. You, O yogi, did that yourself. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. In order further to acquaint my mind with the paths and also to benefit others of good nature, I have herein explained in simple terms all stages in the practices pleasing to the Buddhas, and have made the prayer that any merit thus created may cause all beings never to separate from sublime ways always pure. You, O yogi, made this prayer. I, a liberation seeker, should do likewise. And now turn to the succession Guru Yoga, the short succession Guru Yoga. And silently to yourself, please repeat times. If you didn't have time to complete the three recitations, then you can complete them during the break. That's the kind of time we'll allow. Now turn to the Akala Chakra Mind Mandala Sadhana, an excellent vase of nectar. And we should always begin with emptiness. So bring your attention to this meditator sitting here on this seat, the one that I call me. And ask yourself, how does this practitioner actually exist? Does this person exist from her or his own side as an independent, truly existent person in the body? Can you find a truly existent person anywhere? Search in your mind. Can you find a truly existent person there? If not one with the body and mind, maybe outside. Is there a truly existent person somewhere else outside the body and mind? Discover that there is no truly existent person sitting here. There's simply a collection of parts, a product of causes. And these parts and causes form a valid basis for me to label me. I am merely labeled. Make your mind one with the emptiness of true existence of this person. And this emptiness now appears in the form of a blue syllable hum. Also empty, but feel identity with this appearance, which then becomes a vajra, a blue vajra, and then becomes Kala Chakra, with a blue body, one face, two arms, holding vajra and bell, embracing Vishwamata, standing with my right leg outstretched. Be this simple Kala Chakra Vishwamata couple. And now bless the inner offering. Om Ahung Ho Hang Kya. Om So Baba Shuddha Saba Dhamma So Baba Shuddha Hang. Everything is empty. Within the sphere of emptiness, from Yam comes a black bow-shaped wind mandala, marked on the left and right with victory banners. On top of it, from Ram comes a red triangular fire mandala, marked by blazing flames. Upon this, from Ars, comes a grate of three moist human heads, upon which from Om comes a skull cup with a single fissure, white outside and red inside. In its center, on a red eight-petal lotus from A-I-Ri-U-Li and Li-U-Ri-I-A, come the five nectars and five meats marked by these letters. Light rays from the hung at my heart rouse the wind to blow, causing the fire to blaze and the ingredients in the skull cup to melt and boil. From hung comes a vajra, which stirs the substances and becomes of one taste with them. They take the form of a melting moon. On the palm of my left hand, then my right, then both palms together, and in their center, resting on Moon, Sun, Rahu, and Kalagni, are Om, Ah, Hung, and Ho, from which light rays go out. From the hearts of all Vajra body, speech, mind, and exalted wisdom beings, nectars of exalted wisdom are drawn forth and blend into the pledge nectar, purifying it, increasing it while endowing it with a delicious taste, causing it to blaze with radiance, and transforming it into uncontaminated nectar of exalted wisdom, blessing the Vajra and Bell. Ong Ahung Ohang Kya, Om Shunyata Gyana Vajra Sobhava Admako Ham. Vajra and Bell are empty. Within the sphere of emptiness, the Vajra arises as Hung, then a Vajra, then blue Vajrasattva with three faces, blue, red, and white, and six arms, embraced by green Vajradat Vishvari, who is like Akshobhya. The bell arises as Ah, then a curved knife, then as blue Vishvamata, who is like Vajrasattva. She is embraced by Akshobhya, who is green with three faces, green, red, and white, and six arms. Both couples are holding in their three right hands Vajra, curved knife, and axe, and in their three left hands Vajra bell, skull cap, and head of Brahma. Both couples have at their foreheads Om, at their throats Ah, at their hearts Hung, and at their navels Ho. Light rays go out from the Hung at my heart, inviting the wisdom beings, who are similar to the ones visualized. Ja hu vam ho hi. The pledge beings and wisdom beings become of one taste. Once again, light rays go out from the Hung at my heart and invoke the mothers who confer empowerment with the nectar water while saying, O Mai Riuli Panchadatu Vishodani Soha. Vajrasattva becomes crowned by Akshobhya, and Vishvamata becomes crowned by Vajrasattva. Gandham, Pushpam, Dupam, Deepam, Akshatam, Navedyam, Lasyam, Hasyam, Vadyam, Rityam, Gitam, Kamam, Pujam, Kuru, Kuru, Soha. The fathers and mothers enter into union. They melt into the nature of great bliss, from which they arise as Vajra and Bell. Brave mind without beginning or end, much beloved Vajrasattva, always good, king of all, Vajrabhrikuti's Lord's Lord. Existence is naturally pure, and by this nature we can be freed from existence. By having a mind of natural purity, we make our existence holy. Preliminary Torma offering, blessing the Torma. Ong Ahung Ohang Kya, Om Shunyata Gyana Vajra Sobhava Atma Kohang. Everything is empty. Within the sphere of emptiness, from spam syllables come vessels of precious crystal, broad and expansive. Inside of them, from the melting of the initial syllables of their names, which are adorned with Anusvaras, come offering substances and offering goddesses. By nature, they are emptiness and great bliss. In aspect, they are offering substances and goddesses. Their function is to generate a special, uncontaminated bliss as objects of the six senses, Agam, Padyam, Prokchanam, Amchamanam, Gandam, Pushpam, Dupam, Deepam, Akshatam, Navedyam, Lasyam, Hasyam, Padyam, Nrityam, Gitam, Kamam, Ahung. That's the Torma. Ong Ahung Ohang Kya, Om Shunyata Gyana Vajra Sobhava Atma Kohang. Everything is empty. Within the sphere of emptiness, from Yam comes a black bow-shaped wind mandala, marked on the left and right with victory banners. On top of it, from Ram, comes a red triangular fire mandala, marked with blazing flames. Upon this, from Ars, comes a greater three moist human heads, upon which from Om comes a skull cup with a single fissure, white outside and red inside. In its center, on a red eight-petal lotus from A, I, Ri, U, Li, and Li, U, Ri, I, A, come the five nectars and five meats marked by these letters. Light rays from the Hung at my heart rouse the wind to blow, causing the fire to blaze, and the ingredients in the skull cup to melt and boil. From Hung comes a Vajra, which stirs the substances and becomes of one taste with them. They take the form of a melting moon. on the palm of my left hand, then my right, then both palms together, and in their center, resting on Moon, Sun, Rahu, and Kalagni, are Om, Ah, Hum, and Ho, from which light rays go out. From the hearts of all Vajra body, speech, mind, and exalted wisdom beings, nectars of exalted wisdom are drawn forth and blend into the pledge nectar, purifying it, increasing it while endowing it with a delicious taste, causing it to blaze with radiance, and transforming it into uncontaminated nectar of exalted wisdom. On my gesturing hands, from Ham comes a lotus and a sun mandala. Upon these stands a he, which transforms into a sword-shaped hand symbol. From this, light rays go out, which invoke the directional protectors. The tongues of the guests transform from Hung into single-spoked Vajra straws made of light. Om Ahum Ho Brahma Vishnu Naritya Vayu Yamagni Samudrashperendra Yakshepe Saparivarebe Idam Balim Gandam Pushpam Dupam Dipam Makshatam Dadamahe Te Chagatya Saparivara Shagram Bidam Balim Grinantu Kadantu Pibantu Jahum Famo Stamtripta Savasavanam Shantim Pushtim Rakshavana Ragoptim Kurvantu Hum Pe Vajradhara Agnyapayati Soha Om Ahum Ho Brahma Vishnu Naritya Payo Yamagdi Samudrash Parendra Yakshapari Varebe Idam Balim Gandam Pushpam Dupam Dipam Makshatam Dadamahe Te Chagatya Saparivara Shigram Idam Balim Grinantu Kadantu Pibantu Jahum Vam Ho Samtripta Savasapanam Shantim Pushtim Rakshambara Naguptim Kurvantu Hum Pe Vajradhara Agnyapayati Soha Om Ahum Ho Brahma Vishnu Naritya Vayu Yamagni Samudrashvarendra Yakshepe Saparivarebe Dambalim Gandam Pushpam Dupam Dipam Akshatam Dadamahe Te Chagatya Saparivara Shagram Idam Balim Grinantu Kadantu Pibantu Jahum Vamho Samtripta Savasapanam Shantim Pushtim Rakshavarana Guptim Kurvantu Uhuta Agnyapayati Soha Ahung Ho Brahma with Yama Fire, Oka Indra and Yaksha together with your entourage. I offer you this pure toma, scented water, flowers, incense, lamps, and fruit. Come here quickly with your entourage and accept this toma. Eat it, drink it, Ahung Bam Ho, be fully satisfied. Bring about peace, increase, protection, refuge, and concealment for all sentient beings. Ahung Fe, act according to the words of Vajradhara. So, ha. Sha. The direction protectors return to their abodes. Blessing the offerings for the self-generation. Om Ahum Ho Hang Sha, Om Shunyata Gyana Vajra So Bhava Atma Ko Hang, everything is empty. Within the sphere of emptiness, from spam syllables come vessels of precious crystal, broad and expansive. Inside of them, from the melting of the initial syllables of their names, which are adorned with anusvaras, come offering substances and offering goddesses. By nature, they are emptiness and great bliss. In aspect, they are offering substances and goddesses. Their function is to generate a special uncontaminated bliss as objects of the six senses. Agam, Padyam, Purokshanam, Amchamanam, Gandam, Pushpam, Dupam, Deepam, Achatam, Navidyam, Lasyam, Hasyam, Padyam, Ritiam, Gitam, Kamam, Ahu. Mandala offering. I visualize the body, speech, and mind of myself and others, our wealth, as well as our virtues amassed in the past, present, and future, a precious mandala amidst a cloud of Samanta Bhadra's offerings. I present this to you, my Guru, Yidam, and Triple Gem. Please accept it out of your compassion and bestow your blessings upon me. Guru Yidam Ratna Mandala Kam Niryatayami. And just have some meditation. With great mental clarity, I go for refuge to the Buddha and the Master from whom I have received the supreme empowerments, to the Dharma of inseparable method and wisdom shown by them, and to the two divisions of Sangha who live by this Dharma. From now on until enlightenment, I will generate bodhicitta, generate the totally pure thought, and abandon grasping at I and mine, repeat twice more. With great mental clarity, I go for refuge to the Buddha and the Master from whom I have received the supreme empowerments, to the Dharma of inseparable method and wisdom shown by them, and to the two divisions of Sangha who live by this Dharma. From now on until enlightenment, I will generate bodhicitta, generate the totally pure thought and abandon grasping at I and mine. With great mental clarity, I go for refuge to the Buddha and the Master from whom I have received the supreme empowerments, to the Dharma of inseparable method and wisdom shown by them, and to the two divisions of Sangha who live by this Dharma. From now on until enlightenment, I will generate bodhicitta, generate the totally pure thought and abandon grasping at I and mine. At the crown of my head, from Om, comes a red 8-petaled lotus, at the center of which, from Ram, comes a sun mandala. Upon this, from Ksha, then a Vajra, comes blue Vajrasattva, with three faces, blue, red, and white, and six arms. From A, then a Vajra, comes green Vajradat Vishvari, with three faces, green, red, and white, and six arms, embracing Vajrasattva. They both hold in their three right hands, Vajra, curved knife, and axe, and in their three left hands, Vajra bell, skull cup, and head of Brahma. At their foreheads is Om, at their throats are, at their hearts Hum, and at their navels Ho. Light rays go out from the Hum at my heart, invoking the wisdom beings from their natural abode. They are similar to the ones I have visualized. Sa, Ho, Vam, Ho, He, they become of one taste. Once again, light rays go out from the Hum at my heart, invoking the mothers, who confer the empowerment by pouring nectar water through their crowns while saying, Om A I Ri U Li Panchadhatu Vishodhani Soha. The father becomes crowned by Akshobhya, and the mother by Vajrasattva. Gandam, Gandam, Bhujpam, Dupam, Deepam, Akshatam, Navidyam, Lasyam, Hasyam, Vajyam, Nrityam, Gitam, Kamam, Pujam, Kuru, Kuru, Soha. O Lord Vajrasattva, please purify the obscurations caused by the non-virtues and by the degenerated and broken pledges of myself and all sentient beings. Following this request, from the Hum at their hearts, light rays go out. They purify all sentient beings' obscurations and make pleasing offerings to the Buddhas and their heirs, whose qualities are gathered in the aspect of light and dissolve back into the Hum at the hearts of Vajrasattva, father and mother, whose brilliance and power become perfect. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tvanopatishta Dridum Ababa Sutakaya Mebaba Supakaya Mebaba Anuraktu Mebaba Savasiddhi Me Praya Chasava Kama Suchame Chitam Shiyam Kuru Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajramame Muncha Vajribaba Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe. Om Vajrasattvasamaya Manupalaya Vajrasattvena Pratita Dridamabhava Siddhagaya Mebhava Supakaya Mebhava Anurakti Mebhava Sabasiddhi Mebhraya Sabakama Suchami Chitam Shiyam Guru Ha 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 Bhagavan Sabhatatagata Vajramami Muncha Vajribhava Mahasamaya Sabha Aum Pe. Out of ignorance and confusion, I have broken my pledges and let them degenerate. O Guru, my protector, please grant me refuge. O principal holder of the Vajra, with the nature of great compassion, I go for refuge to you, the foremost of all beings. Having been requested thus, Vajrasattva says, noble child, all obscurations caused by your non-virtues and by your degenerated and broken pledges have been purified. Then he dissolves into me. My body, speech, and mind become indivisible from Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. Abridged protection wheel. At the crown of my head, a Vam transforms into a Vajra Moon Mandala in its full 16 parts. This purges my body three times, from the crown of my head to the tip of my toes, like a snake shedding its skin, so that my body turns white like a moon mandala. Do this while reciting the following mantra. Ong ahung ho hang sha pragnyopayatmaka kaya vakachita gyana adipate mama kaya vakachita gyana vajram vajamrita sobhavam kuru kuru skanda datvayata namni sobhavam soha. Om sobhava shuddha savadama sobhava shuddha. At my forehead is a white moon mandala. On it a white om, from which comes a 17-spoked white vajra. At my throat is a red sun mandala. On it a red ah, from which comes a 33-spoked red vajra. At my heart is a black rahu mandala. On it a black hum, from which comes a 9-spoked black vajra. And my navel is a yellow Kalagni mandala, on it a yellow ho, from which comes a 65-spoked yellow vajra. At the crown of my head is a green space mandala, on it a green hung, from which comes a 5-spoked green vajra. At my secret place is a blue exalted wisdom mandala, on it a blue ksha, from which comes a 33-spoked blue vajra. From all these vajras, rays of blazing vajra light go out in the 10 directions. I come to have a vajra body, and the multitudes of demons and interferers who harm sentient beings are completely burnt away. Ong ahung ra pe. I visualize myself as Lord Kala Chakra, with one face and two arms. And my heart from Pam comes a red 8-petaled lotus, in the center of which from Am comes a moon mandala, on which from Hung comes a 5-spoked vajra. From the moon and vajra, light rays go out and invite to the space before me all victors and their heirs in the aspect of the mandala of Lord Kala Chakra. The light rays then dissolve back into the moon and vajra at my heart. You have the nature of emptiness and compassion, are free from birth and destruction in the triple world. Mind and its object are one in your body. To the glorious Kala Chakra I prostrate. Offering goddesses go out from my heart and present offerings. Gandham, Pushpam, Dupam, Deepam, Akshatam, Navadyam, Lasyam, Hasyam, Vadyam, Rityam, Gitam, Kamam, Punjam, Kuru Kuru Soha. I confess individually all negative actions I have ever done, caused others to do, or in which I have rejoiced from beginning this time until now, out of attachment, aversion, and ignorance. I sincerely rejoice in the virtues of all fully accomplished Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Aryas, as well as in the virtues of all other beings. In order to establish in happiness the beings who are tormented by the sickness of delusions, I request you to teach the nectar-like Dharma of the Vajra vehicle. Please abandon the wish to pass into the state beyond the sorrows of samsara, and remain for countless eons in samsara, where ultimate truth is not realized, purifying it of ignorance. With great mental clarity, I go for refuge to the Buddha and the master from whom I have received the supreme empowerments, to the Dharma of inseparable method and wisdom shown by them, and to the two divisions of Sangha who live by this Dharma. To you, holy object of offering, my guru, Buddhas, and their heirs, I offer myself completely and request you to keep me as your servant and subject. May all my virtues of the three times, untainted by the stains of selfishness, become the cause for all sentient beings of the three realms to attain Buddhahood. From now on until enlightenment, I will generate bodhicitta, generate the totally pure thought, and abandon grasping at I and mine. The merit field dissolves into me. No phenomena, no meditation. Meditation is not meditation. Such phenomena are not phenomena. And meditation is not seeing. Causes, results, nature and actions of all phenomena are empty of being established by their own characteristics. The water element of my body weakens the fire. Separated from the fire, earth sinks into water. Water is dried up by wind. Wind absorbs into consciousness. Consciousness dissolves into space. Mirage, smoke, sparks, butter lamp, white appearance, red increase, like near attainment, clear light. Thus, all mental fabrications of dual appearance of the beings and their worlds, made of gross and subtle particles, are pacified. Subjective exalted wisdom and objective emptiness become inseparable and have the nature of the four doors of complete liberation. Om Shunyata Jnana Vajra Sobhava Atma Koham. Om Animita Jnana Vajra Sobhava Atma Koham. Om Apranihita Jnana Vajra Sobhava Atma Koham. Om Anabhisanskara Jnana Vajra Sobhava Atma Koham. The yoga of the four branches, the supreme royal mandala, generating the residence mandala. Inside the reality source of the endless element of space, from Yam comes a black wind mandala, in its center shaped like a bow, 400,000 yojanas across. It is marked by arising from hung syllables, one above and one below, two double vajras, and by victory banners. Upon this, from Rang comes a red triangular fire mandala, 300,000 yojanas across. It is marked by arising from hung syllables, one above and one below, two double vajras, and by swastikas. Upon this, from Yam comes a white round water mandala, from Vam, 200,000 yojanas across. It is marked by arising from hung syllables, one above and one below, two double vajras, and by lotuses. Upon this, from Lam comes a yellow square earth mandala, 100,000 yojanas across. It is marked by arising from hung syllables, one above and one below, two double vajras, and by vajras. Upon this, from Mang comes the great Mount Meru with a vajra nature, measuring 16,000 yojanas across at the base, and 50,000 at the top. In its center, from Kham, comes a variegated lotus covering half the upper surface of Mount Meru, with a center one-third of its own diameter. Upon this, from Hung comes a moon disk the same size as the center of the lotus. Upon that, from a Visarga comes a sun disk equal in size to the moon. Upon that, from an Anusvara with a nada comes a Rahu and Kalagni disk, black and yellow in color, and equal in size to the sun. All of these mix into one, from which come the syllables Hakshamalavarayam. Once again, from the corresponding syllables arise space, wind, fire, water, earth, and Mount Meru, with the seats of lotus, moon, sun, Rahu, and Kalagni. Upon this, from Hung comes a Vajra tent. Inside the tent, a broom transforms into a mind mandala, sparkling with jewel light rays. It has walls 5 layers thick, from the outside in order, yellow, white, red, black, and green. It is square, with 4 doors, and embellished by porticos made of gold and jewels. Each portico has three stories on top. Each story has four pairs of pillars, between which are three places for goddesses. Lions treading on the heads of elephants are holding up the eaves of the first story. Strong men do so on the two higher stories. Victory banners are standing on top of the eaves, while yak-tail whisks, mirrors, bells, and white pennants hang down from them. Each portico is covered by a pagoda roof crowned by a vase in the center, with victory banners to the right and left. The pillars are surrounded by fences. In the center of the lower story of the porticos, in the east, from Hung comes a black dharma wheel with a buck and a doe to its right and left. In the south, from Ah, comes a wonderful red vase with a conch shell and lotus to its right and left. In the north, from Om, comes a large white drum with a baton and hammer to its right and left. In the west, from Ho, comes a yellow bodhi tree with male and female kinnaras to its right and left. Upon the walls is a precious red architrave adorned with triangular, square, and variously shaped jewels. Upon the architrave is a fourfold golden colonnade from which sea monster heads protrude. From their mouths hang pearl strings and strands adorned with mirrors, yak-tail whisks, bells, half-moons, flower garlands, and so forth. Sticking out beyond these are jeweled pendants hanging from eaves. Above that is a parapet shaped like a row of half lotus petals and embellished with victory banners and flags. Surrounding and flanking the outside of the walls is a white platform for sense objects. The corners where the platform joins the outer walls of the porticos are decorated with lamps of half moon, jewel, and vajra. Outside, the four corners of the walls are adorned with crossed vajras at the base. Inside the walls, but not touching them, is a white ledge for deities with an overhanging roof. Half the size of this mind mandala is the square exalted wisdom mandala. It is surrounded by a row of green vajras with 16 black pillars, four on each side. Those in the east are marked with black swords, in the south with red jewels, in the north with white lotuses, and in the west with yellow wheels. Within this, half its size, is a square platform surrounded by a black vajra garland. In its center, from Om, comes a green eight-petaled lotus. In its center, from Am, comes a moon disc, from Ah, a sun disc, and from Ah, a disc of Rahu and Kalagni. At the places for the four male Tathagatas, the six male Bodhisattvas, Shabda Vajra and Dharmadhatu Vajra, in the southern and western doors, above and below, from Om come white lotuses, at whose center, from Ram, come sun discs. At the places for the four female Tathagatas, four female Bodhisattvas, and in the eastern and northern doors, from Om come red lotuses, at whose center, from Ah, come moon discs. The floor and ceiling of the divine mansion are black in the east, red in the south, white in the north, yellow in the west, and blue in the center. Outside this mandala, an offering ground filled with many offering substances, such as lotuses and vases, goes up to the earth ring, the first of the four great surrounding bands of earth, water, fire, and wind. Above the earth ring, in the northeast, from Am comes a rising full moon. In the southwest, from Ah, comes a setting sun disk. Placed on both the fire and wind rings are eight great cemeteries. Beyond the wind ring is the space ring with the Vajra wall, which is surrounded by blazing light. Generating the resident deities. In the very center, upon the seat of Moon, Sun, Rahu, and Kalagni, is a full moon disk. Upon this are, standing counterclockwise, A-I-R-O-L-H-Y-R-A-V-A-L-A-N, and standing clockwise, La-V-A-R-A-Y-H-A-L-O-R-A-L-I-U-R-I-E-A-A, all arranged in one circle. The moon disk, thus marked with 32 vowels that have the nature of the 32 major marks, constitutes the mirror-like wisdom. On the sun disk underneath, stacked letters, La la va va ya ya da 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 da, la la va va ra ra ya ya ha ha, sa sa fa fa sha 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 ha ka, ta 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 da 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 na na, pa 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 ma ma, cha 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 da 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 na na cha 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 nya nya ka 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 ga 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 so for clockwise and letters nga ga ga ka ka nya ja ja cha cha na da da ta ta ma ba 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 na da 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 ta ka sha sha fa sa a ya ra ba la da da ya ba la counterclockwise, all arranged in one circle. The sun disk, thus marked with 80 consonants that have the nature of the 80 minor marks, constitutes the wisdom of equality. In the center of the moon is a white syllable hung, the smell eater's consciousness, constituting the discriminating wisdom. At the same time, there is the mount of that consciousness, the life-supporting wind, as a black syllable he, constituting the wisdom of accomplishment. The moon and sun, which have the nature of white and red bodhicitta, the vowels, the consonants, and both wind and mind syllables, all mix together, from which comes the syllable hung, great bliss, constituting the wisdom of reality. As this syllable hung, I transform into the glorious Kala Chakra, with a fully aspected form that has the nature of great bliss and radiates a fivefold stainless light. My body is blue with three necks. The central one is black, the right red, and the left white. My main face is black and wrathful with bared fangs. My right face is red and expresses desire. My rear face is yellow and abides in samadhi. My left face is white and very peaceful. Each face has three eyes. On the top knot of my hair is a double vajra and crescent moon. I am crowned by Vajrasattva. I have a vajra jewel, vajra earrings, vajra necklace, vajra bracelets, vajra belt, vajra anklets, vajra scarves, a garland of vajras, and wear a loose tiger skin skirt. I have six shoulders. The first pair is blue, the second red, and the third white. I have 12 upper arms. The first two on each side are blue, the second red, and the third white. I have 24 hands. The first four on each side are black, the second red, and the third white. The thumbs of all hands are yellow, the index fingers white, the middle fingers red, the ring fingers black, and the little fingers green. The first row of segments of all fingers is black, the second red, and the third white. The fingers are beautified with brilliant rings. Adorning my lotus hands on the right side, in the first of the four black hands is a vajra, in the second a sword, in the third a trident, and in the fourth a curved knife. In the first of the four red hands is a fire arrow, in the second a vajra hook, in the third a resounding damaru, and in the fourth a hammer. In the first of the four white hands is a wheel, in the second a spear, in the third a baton, and in the fourth an axe. On the left side, in the first of the four black hands is a vajra bell, in the second a shield, in the third an open-ended katvanga, and in the fourth a blood-filled skull cup. In the first of the four red hands is a bow, in the second a vajra lasso, in the third a jewel, and in the fourth a white lotus. In the first of the four white hands is a conch, in the second a mirror, in the third a vajra iron chain, and in the fourth a four-faced head of Brahma. I am standing on top of Moon, Sun, Rahu, and Kalagni, with my red right leg stretched out very playfully. Beneath it is Red Desire God, who has one face and four arms, and holds in his hands five flower arrows, bow, lasso, and hook. Under my white left leg is White Rudra, who has one face, three eyes, and four arms, and holds in his hands trident, damaru, skull cap, and katvanga. With their heads lowered, Rati and Uma, Maras and Rudra's goddesses, are holding on to the soles of my feet. From Prem, then a curved knife, comes golden coloured Vishwamata in frontal embrace with me as the Lord. Our four faces, starting in front and going clockwise, are yellow, white, blue, and red. Each face has three eyes. She has eight arms. In her right hand, she holds a curved knife, a hook, a resounding damaru, and a rosary. In her left hand, she holds a skull cup, a lasso, a 100-petaled white lotus, and a jewel. She is crowned by Vajrasattva and adorned with the five mudras. With her left leg stretched out, she abides in union with me, the Lord. On the eight petals, in the east from Ardhanasensa comes black Krishna Diptar, with four faces, black, red, yellow, and white, and eight arms. The right hands hold vessels with incense, sandalwood, saffron, and a mixture of camphor and musk. The left hands hold bell, lotus, flower of a heavenly tree, and garland of various flowers. In the south from Ardhanabhatalam comes red Rakshadipta with four faces, red, yellow, white, and blue, and eight arms. The right hands hold buttalamp, necklace, crown, and bracelet. The left hands hold garment, belt, earring, and anklet. In the north from Ang, then divine food, comes white Shvetadipta with four faces, white, black, red, and yellow, and eight arms. The right hands hold vessels with milk, water, supreme medicine, and wine. The left hands held vessels with nectar, siddhi elixir, fruit of a nectar tree, and cooked food. In the west, from Ah, then a ceremonial conch comes yellow pita dipta, with four faces, yellow, white, blue, and red, and eight arms. The right hands hold conch, flute, jewel, and damaru. The left hands hold lute, drum, resounding gong, and copper trumpet. In the southeast, from Ha, then a black yak-tail whisk comes black tuma, with four faces, black, red, yellow, and white, and eight arms, holding eight black yak-tail whisks. In the southwest, from Ha, then a red yak-tail whisk comes red marichi, with four faces, red, yellow, white, and blue, and eight arms, holding eight red yak-tail whisks. In the northeast, from Hung, then a white yak-tail whisk comes white kajuta, with four faces, white, black, red, and yellow, and eight arms, holding eight white yak-tail whisks. In the northwest, from Ha, then a yellow yak-tail whisk comes yellow pradipa, with four faces, yellow, white, blue, and red, and eight arms, holding eight yellow yak-tail whisks. Each face has three eyes. The Shaktis are adorned with the five mudras and are crowned by Vajrasattva. They are standing in a balanced posture. In the four corners, in the northeast, from Om comes a white ceremonial conch. In the southwest, from Ah, comes a red ceremonial wooden gong. In the southeast, from Hung comes a black wish-granting jewel. In the northwest, from Ho, comes a yellow wish-granting tree. Seen clearly that the worlds of the sentient beings who are to be tamed by great desire are fit to be shown the Adi Buddha, we enter into union as father and mother. The sound of our ecstasy causes Akshobhya and the other deities who have the nature of the aggregates, elements, sources, and so forth, but appear in their own entity as deities, to enter my own aggregates, elements, sources, and so forth. Again, these deities are sent out from my body and enter Vishwamata's body in the same manner. Also from her they are sent out, again in the aspect of Mandalir deities, and enter through my crown. As drops of bodhicitta melted by the fire of great passion, they then flow through my central channel and vajra path into the mother's lotus. The drops transform into the seed syllables of the individual deities whose lord is Akshobhya. The syllables become first the implements and then the bodies of the respective deities. They are sent forth from the mother's lotus in sequential order and settle on their individual seats. From Ardhanavajra comes green Akshobhya, with three faces, green, red, and white, and six arms. In the right hands of Vajra curved knife and axe, and in the left Vajra bell, skull, cup, and head of Brahma. He is embraced by Prajna Paramita. They are sent forth and enter my body, becoming inseparable. From Ardhanavajra comes green Vajradhat Vishvari, with three faces, green, red, and white, and six arms. In the right hands of Vajra curved knife and axe, and in the left Vajra bell, skull, cup, and head of Brahma. She is embraced by Vajrasattva. They are sent forth and become inseparable from Vishwamata's body. Again, Vajrasattva embraced by Vajradhat Vishvari is sent forth and absorbs into me. Prajna Paramita embraced by Akshobhya is sent forth and becomes inseparable from Vishwamata. From E and E, then swords, come Black and Mugasiddhi and Tara. They have three faces, black, red, and white, and six arms. They hold in their right hand sword, curved knife, and trident, and in their left hand shield, skull cup, and white katvanga. They are embraced respectively by Lochana and Vairochana. They are sent forth and settled on their exalted Sugata seats in the east and southeast. From Ri and Ri come then jewels, come red Ratnasambhava and Pandara. They have three faces, red, white, and black, and six arms. They hold in their right hands a fire arrow, Vajra hook, and resounding Damaru, and in their left hands both Vajra Lasu and nine faceted jewel. They are embraced respectively by Mamaki and Amitabha. They are sent forth and settled on their seats in the south and southwest. From U and U, then lotuses, come white Amitabha and Mamaki. They have three faces, white, black, and red, and six arms. They hold in their right hands hammer, spear, and trident, and in their left hands 100-petaled white lotus, mirror, and rosary. They are embraced respectively by Pandara and Ratnasambhava. They are sent forth and settled in their seats in the north and northeast. From Li and Li, then wheels, come yellow Vairochana and Lochana. They have three faces, yellow, white, and black, and six arms. They hold in their right hands wheel, baton, and terrifying vajra, and in their left hands conch, vajra, iron chain, and resounding bell. They are embraced respectively by Tara and Amoghasiddhi. They are sent forth and settled on their seats in the west and northwest. The faces of all Tathagatas have three eyes. The male Tathagata sit in the vajra posture, embraced by the mothers in the lotus posture. The female Tathagata sit in the lotus posture, embraced by the fathers in the vajra posture. In the compartments to the right and left of the four Sugatas, In the east, from He and He come two vases with purified marrow. In the south, from Hari and Hari come two vases with purified blood. In the north, from Hu and Hu come two vases with purified urine. In the west, from Hali and Hali come two vases with purified feces. Above and below, from Hung and Ha come two vases with purified semen and menses. All vases are standing on lotus seats and have mouth openings adorned with lotuses. From Yang then a sword comes black Vijñantaka. He has three faces, black, red and white, and six arms. He holds in his right hand sword, curved knife and trident, and in his left hand shield, skull cup and white cut finger. He is embraced by from La then a wheel, yellow Stambini. She has three faces, yellow, white and black, and six arms. She holds in her right hand's wheel, baton and terrifying vajra, and in her left hand's conch, vajra, iron chain and resounding bell. They are sent forth and settle on their seat in the eastern door. From Rung then a jewel comes red Prajñantaka. He has three faces, red, white, and black, and six arms. He holds in his right hands a fire arrow, vajra hook, and resounding damaru, and in his left hands bow, vajra lasso, and nine-faceted jewel. He is embraced by from Vava and a lotus, white manini. She has three faces, white, black, and red, and six arms. She holds in her right hands hammer, spear, and trident, and in her left hands 100-petal white lotus, mirror, and rosary. They are sent forth and settled on their seat in the southern door. From Vam then a lotus comes white Pamantaka. He has three faces, white, black and red, and six arms. He holds in his right hand hammer, spear and trident, and in his left hand 100-petaled white lotus, mirror and rosary. He is embraced by from Ra then a jewel, red Stobini. She has three faces, red, white and black, and six arms. She holds in her right hands a fire arrow, vajra hook and resounding damaru, and in her left hands bow, vajra lasso and nine-faceted jewel. They are sent forth and settle on their seat in the northern door. From Lam then a wheel comes yellow Yamantaka. He has three faces, yellow, white and black, and six arms. He holds in his right hands wheel, baton and terrifying vajra, and in his left hands conch, vajra, iron chain and resounding bell. He is embraced by from Ya then a sword, black Ativirya. She has three faces, black, red and white, and six arms. She holds in her right hand sword, curved knife and trident, and in her left hand shield, skull cup and white cut finger. They are sent forth and settle on their seat in the western door. From Hung then a vajra comes green Ushnisha. He has three faces, green, red and white, and six arms. He holds in his right hand's vajra, curved knife and axe, and in his left hand's vajra bell, skull cup and head of Brahma. He is embraced by from Ha then a curved knife, blue Atinila. She holds in her right hand's curved knife and vajra, and in her left hand skull cup and bell. They are sent forth and settle on their seat above. From Ha then a three-pronged vajra comes blue Sumba. He has three faces, blue, red and white, and six arms. He holds in his right hand vajra, curved knife and axe, and in his left hand vajra bell, skull cup and head of Brahma. He is embraced by from Ha then an axe, green Radrakshi. She holds in her right hand's axe and trident, and in her left hand snake lasso and katbanga. They are sent forth and settle on their seat below. All these wrathful fathers and mothers are embellished with orange-coloured hair standing on end. They are adorned with snakes and the six mudras. All their faces have three eyes. The wrathful fathers are standing with their right leg stretched out, embraced by the mothers with their left leg stretched out. From A and A, then swords come black Kagaba and Sparshavajra. Both have three faces, black, red and white and six arms. They hold in their right hand sword, curved knife and trident, and in their left hand shield, skull cup and white katvanga. They are embraced respectively by Gandhavajra and Sabhanivarana Vishkambin. They are sent forth and settle on their seats to the right of the eastern door and in the southeast. From Ah and Ah, then jewels come red Chittigaba and Rasa Vajra. Both have three faces, red, white, and black, and six arms. They hold in their right hands a fire arrow, vajra hook, and resounding damaru, and in their left hands bow, vajra lasso, and nine-faceted jewel. They are embraced respectively by Rupa Vajra and Lokeshvara. They are sent forth and settle on their seats to the right of the southern door and in the southwest. From O and R, then lotuses come white Lokeshvara and Rupa Vajra. Both have three faces, white, black, and red, and six arms. They hold in their right hands hammer, spear, and trident, and in their left hands 100-petal white lotus, mirror, and rosary. They are embraced respectively by Rasa Vajra and Kshitigaba. They are sent forth and settle on their seats to the right of the northern door and in the northeast. From Al and Al, then wheels come yellow Savanivarana Vishkambin and Gandhavajra. Both have three faces, yellow, white, and black, and six arms. They hold in their right hands wheel, baton, and terrifying vajra, and in their left hands conch, vajra, iron chain, and resounding bell. They are embraced respectively by Spasha Vajra and Kagaba. They are sent forth and settled on their seats to the right of the western door and in the northwest. From Ah and Ah, then vajras, come green Vajrapani and Dhammadhatu Vajra. Both have three faces, green, red, and white, and six arms. They hold in their right hands Vajra curved knife and axe, and in their left hands Vajra bell, skull cup, and head of Brahma. They are embraced respectively by Shabda Vajra and Samanta Bhadra. They are sent forward and set on their feet to the left of the to the left of the southern door and to the left of the western door. From Angana, then Vajras come blue Samanta Bhadra and Shabda Vajra. Both have three faces, blue, red, and white, and six arms. They hold in their right hands Vajra curved knife and axe, and in their left hands Vajra bell, skull cup, and head of Brahma. They are embraced respectively by Dhammadhatu Vajra and Vajrapani. They are sent forth and settled on their seats to the left of the eastern door and to the left of the northern door. All bodhisattvas sit in the Vajra posture, embraced by the mothers in the lotus posture. The Vajra consorts sit in the lotus posture, embraced by the fathers in the Vajra posture. From Cha-cha-cha-ja-nya, then a ceremonial conch with scented water, and Cha-cha-ja-ja-nya, then a garland of flowers, come perfume goddess and garland goddess. They are black, holding a conch with scented water and a garland of blue flowers, respectively. They are sent forth and settled to the left and right of the eastern door on top of the mandala platform for sense objects. From Ta-ta-da-da-na, then a censer, and Ta-ta-da-da-na, then a butter lamp, come incense goddess and butter lamp goddess. They are red, holding a censer and butter lamp, respectively. They are sent forth and settled to the left and right of the southern door. From Pa-pa-ba-ba-ma, then a vessel filled with nectar, and Pa-ba-ba-ba-ma, then a fruit, come divine food goddess and fruit goddess. They are white, holding a vessel of nectar and a fruit, respectively. They are sent forth and settled to the left and right of the northern door. From Ta-ta-da-da-na, then a crown, and Ta-ta-da-da-na, then a necklace, come charm goddess and smile goddess. They are yellow, holding a crown and a necklace, respectively. They are sent forth and settled to the left and right of the western door. From Ka-ka-ga-ga-nga, then a drum, and Ka-ka-ga-ga-nga, then a garment, come music goddess and dance goddess. They are green, holding a drum and a garment, respectively. They are sent forth and settled above. From Safa Shashaka, then a Vajra, and Safa Shashaka, then a lotus, come song goddess and desire goddess. They are blue, holding a Vajra and a lotus, respectively. They are sent forth and settled below. Furthermore, infinite offering goddesses are sent forth, holding various offering substances. They settle on the mandala platform for sense objects. Initiating sentient beings. As Lord Kalachakra, with the nature of the five exalted wisdoms, I am crowned by Vajrasattva. From my heart, which has the nature of the totally pure sphere of phenomena, light rays go out, or call sentient beings and make them enter the mandala. Then light rays from my heart invoke the father and mother Tathagatas who enter into my heart. I engage in union with my consort, and the fires of my great passion melt the Tathagatas into bodhicitta. It is sent forth from my Vajra pathway and grants initiation to all sentient beings. Merely touched by the light rays of my bodhicitta, they transform into deities with various faces and colors, having the nature of method and wisdom, and filled with the bliss of supreme ecstasy. Their five aggregates transform from Kshakshi Kshri Kshukshli into the five male Tathagatas. Their five elements transform from Kshakshi Kshri Kshukshli into the five female Tathagatas. Their six inner sources transform from Kshakshi Kshakshukshukshang into the six male bodhisattvas. Their six objects transform from Kshakshi Kshakshukshukshang into the six female bodhisattvas. Their five action faculties transform from Kshakshi Kshakshukshukshang into the five wrathful males. The five activities of the action faculties transform from cha, 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 into the five wrathful females. Having taken the aspect of the mandala deities with 32 marks, they depart to their own Buddha fields. Am suvishuddha dhamma dhatu sovava atmako. The supreme royal actions. Melting, being aroused by songs and arising. And my forehead is body Vajra Om, and my throat is speech Vajra A, and at my heart is mind Vajra Hum. Inside my central channel, at my crown and navel, are Ho syllables. Light rays of exalted wisdom coming from the letter Ho, the Tummo fire of great passion that rages at my navel, make me, the Vajra-holding Lord, and my wisdom consorts, who are standing on the center and petals of the lotus, melt simultaneously into a drop of moon-like bodhicitta. Remaining in that form with the nature of great bliss. Then, four goddesses, whose nature is the four immeasurables, arouse me with a sweet song to work for sentient beings. We want and seek a Vajra-possessing teacher of gods and humans. Please protect them and grant our wishes. I, the Vajra-holding Lord, am fully awakened by their sweet song, and seeing all three realms as optical illusions, arise from the drop, which is like a melted moon, as a blue hung, radiating rays of stainless light. This then transforms into a Vajra, from which I arise as the glorious Kala Chakra, radiating a fivefold stainless light. My body is blue with three necks. The central one is black, the right red, and the left white. My main face is black and wrathful with bared fangs. My right face is red and expresses desire. My rear face is yellow and abides in samadhi. My left face is white and very peaceful. Each face has three eyes. On the top knot of my hair is a double Vajra and crescent moon. I am crowned. I have a Vajra Sattva crown. I have a Vajra jewel, Vajra earrings, Vajra necklace, Vajra bracelets, Vajra belt, Vajra anklets, Vajra scarves, a garland of Vajras, and wear a loose tiger skin skirt. I have six shoulders. The first pair is blue, the second red, and the third white. I have 12 upper arms. The first two on each side are blue, the second red, and the third white. I have 24 hands. The first four on each side are black, the second red, and the third white. The thumbs of all hands are yellow, the index fingers white, the middle fingers red, the ring fingers black, and the little fingers green. The first row of segments of all fingers is black, the second red, and the third white. The fingers are beautified with brilliant rings. Adorning my lotus hands on the right side, in the first of the four black hands is a Vajra, in the second a sword, in the third a trident, in the fourth a curved knife. In the first of the four red hands is a fire arrow, in the second a Vajra hook, in the third a resounding damaru, and in the fourth a hammer. In the first of the four white hands is a wheel, in the second a spear, in the third a baton, and in the fourth an axe. On the left side, in the first of the four black hands is a Vajra bell, in the second a shield, in the third an open-ended kantbanga, and in the fourth a blood-filled skull cap. In the first of the four red hands is a bow, in the second a Vajra lasso, in the third a jewel, and in the fourth a white lotus. In the first of the four white hands is a conch, in the second a mirror, in the third a Vajra iron chain, and in the fourth a four-faced head of Brahma. I am standing on top of Moon, Sun, Rahu, and Kalagni, with my red right leg stretched out very playfully. Beneath it is a red desire god, who has one face and four arms, and holds in his hands five flat arrows, bow, a suit, and hook. Under my white left leg is white Rudra, who has one face, three eyes, and four arms, and holds in his hands trident, damaru, skull cup, and katvanga. With their heads lowered, Rati and Uma, Mara and Rudra's goddesses, are holding on to the soles of my feet. From Prem, then a curved knife, comes golden-coloured Vishvamata in a frontal embrace with me as the Lord. Our four faces, starting in front and going clockwise, are yellow, white, blue, and red. Each face has three eyes. She has eight arms. In her right hand, she holds a curved knife, a hook, a resounding damaru, and a rosary. In her left hand, she holds a skull cup, a lasso, 100-petaled white lotus, and a jewel. She has a Vajra Sattva crown and is adorned by the five mudras. With her left leg stretched out, she abides in union with me, the Lord. On the eight petals, in the east from Adana Sensa, comes black Krishna Dipta with four faces, black, red, yellow, and white, and eight arms. The right hands hold vessels with incense, sandalwood, saffron, and a mixture of camphor and musk. The left grounds hold bell, lotus, flower of a heavenly tree, and garland of various flowers. In the south from Adhanabatalam comes red Rakta Dukta with four faces, red, yellow, white, and blue, and eight arms. The right hands hold badalam, necklace, crown, and bracelet. The left hands hold garment, belt, earring, and anklet. In the north from Ang and Divine Food comes white Shweta Dipta with four faces, white, black, red, and yellow, and eight arms. The right hands hold vessels with milk, water, supreme medicine, and wine. The left hands hold vessels with nectar, siddhi elixir, fruit of a nectar tree, and cooked food. In the west from Ard and a ceremonial conch comes yellow Pita Dipta with four faces, yellow, white, blue, and red, and eight arms. The right hands hold conch, flute, jewel, and damaru. The left hands hold lute, drum, resounding gong, and copper trumpet. In the southeast from Hathan, a black yak-tail fan, whisk, comes black Duma with four faces, black, red, yellow, and white, and eight arms, holding eight black yak-tail whisks. In the southwest from Hathan, a red yak-tail whisk, comes red Marichi with four faces, red, yellow, white, and blue, and eight arms, holding eight red yak-tail whisks. In the northeast from Hung, then a white yak-tail whisk, comes white Kajuta with four faces, white, black, red, and yellow, and eight arms, holding eight white yak-tail whisks. In the northwest from Ha, then a yellow yak-tail whisk, comes yellow Pradipa with four faces, yellow, white, blue, and red, and eight arms, holding eight yellow yak-tail whisks. Each face has three eyes. The Shaktis are adorned with the five mudras and are standing in a balanced posture. Emanation of the mandala from the lotus. The sound of ecstasy from the union of the principal father and mother invokes all previously emanated deities, starting with the male and female Tathagatas who have the nature of the five mandalas, up to the offering goddesses. They settle in the space above me. With the nature of the aggregates, elements, sources, and so forth, for the sake of the pledge mandala, they enter through my crown. As drops of bodhicitta melted by the fire of great passion, they then flow through my central channel and Vajrapada into the mother's lotus. The drops transform into the seed syllables of the individual deities whose lord is Akshobhya. The syllables become first the implements and then the bodies of the respective deities. They are sent forth from the mother's lotus in sequential order and settle on their individual seats. From A and A then Vajras come green Akshobhya and Vajradhat Vishvari. Both have three faces, green, red, and white, and six arms. They hold in their right hands Vajra curved knife and axe, and in their left hands Vajra bell, skull cup, and head of Brahma. They are embraced by Prajna Paramita and Vajrasattva, respectively. The Akshobhya couple absorbs into me, and the Vajradhat Vishvari couple absorbs into Vishvamata, becoming inseparable. Then Vajrasattva, embraced by Vajradhat Vishvari, absorbs into me, and Prajna Paramita, embraced by Akshobhya, absorbs into Vishvamata, becoming inseparable. From E and E, then swords, come Black Amoghasiddhi and Tara, embraced by Lochana and Vairochana. They settle on their exalted Sugata seats in the east and southeast. From Ri and Ri, then jewels, come Red Ratnasambhava and Pandara, embraced by Mamaki and Amitabha. They settle on their seats in the south and southwest. From U and U, then lotuses, come White Amitabha and Mamaki, embraced by Pandara and Ratnasambhava. They settle on their seats in the north and northeast. From Li and Li, then wheels, come yellow Vairochana and Lochana, embraced by Tara and Amoghasiddhi. They settle on their seats in the west and northwest. The faces of all Tathagatas have three eyes. The male Tathagatas sit in the Vajra posture, embraced by the mothers in the lotus posture. The female Tathagatas sit in the lotus posture, embraced by the fathers in the Vajra posture. In the compartments to the right and left of the four Sugatas, in the east, from He and He, come two vases with purified marrow. In the south, from Hari and Hari, come two vases with purified blood. In the north, from Hu and Hu, come two vases with purified urine. In the west, from Hali and Hali, come two vases with purified feces. Above and below, from Hung and Ha, come two vases with purified semen and menses. All vases are standing on lotus seats and have mouth openings adorned with lotuses. From Yang, then a sword, comes black Vignantika, embraced by from La, then a wheel, yellow Stambini. They settle on their seats in the eastern door. From Rung, then a jewel, comes red Prajnantika, embraced by from Va, then a lotus, white Manini. They settle on the seat in the southern door. From Vam, then a lotus, comes white Pamantika, embraced by from Ra, then a jewel, red Stobini. They settle on their seat in the northern door. From Lang, then a wheel, comes yellow Yamantaka, embraced by from Ya, then a sword, black Atabiriya. They settle on their seat in the western door. From Hung, then a Vajra, comes green Ushnisha, embraced by from Ha, then a curved knife, blue Atinila, holding in her right hand's curved knife and Vajra, and in her left, skull cup and bell. They settle on their seat above. From Ha, then a three-pong Vajra, Kamblu Sumba, embraced by Framhab in an axe, green Rajakshi, holding in her right hand axe and trident, and in her left, snake lasso and Katbanga. They settle on their seat below. All these wrathful fathers and mothers are embellished with orange-colored hair standing on end. They are adorned with snakes and the six mudras. Each face has three eyes. The wrathful fathers are standing with their right leg stretched out, embraced by the mothers with their left leg stretched out. From A and I, then swords, come Black Kagaba and Spashavajra, embraced by Gandhavajra and Sabanivara and Abhijgambin. They settle on their seats to the right of the eastern door and in the southeast. From R and R, then jewels come Red Kshitigaba and Rasavajra, embraced by Ripavajra and Lokeshvara. They settle on their seats to the right of the southern door and in the southwest. From O and R, then lotuses come White Lokeshvara and Ripavajra, embraced by Rasavajra and Kshitigaba. They settle on their seats to the right of the northern door and in the northeast. From R and R, then wheels come Yellow Sabanivintgambin and Gandhavajra, embraced by Spashavajra and Kagaba. They settle on their seats to the right of the western door and in the northwest. From A and A, then Vajras, come Green Vajrapani and Dhammadhatu Vajra, embraced by Shabdavajra and Samantabhadra. They settle on their seats to the left of the southern door and to the left of the western door. From Ang and A, then Vajras, come Blue Samantabhadra and Shabdavajra, embraced by Dhammadhatu Vajra and Vajrapani. They settle on their seats to the left of the eastern door and to the left of the northern door. All bodhisattvas sit in the Vajra posture, embraced by the mothers in the lotus posture. The Vajra consorts sit in the lotus posture, embraced by the fathers in the Vajra posture. Amoghasiddhi, Tara, Vijnantaka, Ativirya, Kagaba, and Spashavajra all have three faces, black, red, and white, and six arms. They hold in their right hand sword, curved knife, and trident, and in their left hand shield, skull cap, and white katvanga. Ratnasambhava, Pandara, Pragnyantaka, Stobini, Kshitigaba, and Rasavajra all have three faces, red, white, and black, and six arms. They hold in their right hands a fire arrow, Vajra hook, and resounding Dhammaru, and in their left hands bow, Raja Lasso, and nine-faceted jewel. Amitabha, Mamaki, Padmantaka, Panmanini, Lokeshvara, and Rupavajra all have three faces, white, black, and red, and six arms. They hold in their right hands hammer, spear, and trident, and in their left hands 100-petal white lotus, mirror, and rosary. Vairochana, Lochana, Yamantaka, Stambini, Sabanivirana, Vishkambin, and Gandhavajra all have three faces, yellow, white, and black, and six arms. They hold in their right hands wheel, baton, and terrifying vajra, but in their left hands conch, vajra, iron chain, and resounding bell. Ushnisha, Vajrapani, Dhammadhatu Vajra all have three faces, green, red, and white, and six arms. They hold in their right hands vajra, curved knife, and axe, and in their left hands vajra bell, skull cup, and head of Brahma. Sumba, Samantabhadra, and Shabdabhadra all have three faces, blue, red, and white, and six arms. They hold in their right hands vajra, curved knife, and axe, and in their left hands vajra bell, skull cup, and head of Brahma. From Cha Cha Ja Ja Nya, then a ceremonial conch with scented water, and Cha Cha Ja Ja Nya, then a garland of flowers, come perfume goddess and garland goddess. They are black, holding a ceremonial conch with scented water and a garland of blue flowers, respectively. They are sent forth and settled to the left and right of the eastern door, on top of the mandala platform for sense objects. From Ta Ta Da Da Na, then a censer, and Ta Ta Da Da Na, then a butter lamp, come incense goddess and butter lamp goddess. They are red, holding a censer and a butter lamp, respectively. They are sent forth and settled to the left and right of the southern door. From Pa Pa Ba Ba Ma, then a vessel filled with nectar, and Pa Pa Ba Ba Ma, then the fruit, come divine food goddess and fruit goddess. They are white, holding a vessel of nectar and the fruit, respectively. They are sent forth and settled to the left and right of the northern door. From Ta Ta Da Da Na, then a crown, and Ta Ta Da Da Na, then a necklace, come charm goddess and smile goddess. They are yellow, holding a crown and a necklace, respectively. They are sent forth and settled to the left and right of the western door. From Ka 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 Ganga, then a drum, and Ka Ka Ga Ganga, then a garment, come music goddess and dance goddess. They are green, holding a drum and a garment, respectively. They are sent forth and settled above. From Safa Shashaka, then a Vajra, and Safa Shashaka, then a lotus, come song goddess and desire goddess. They are blue, holding a Vajra and a lotus, respectively. They are sent forth and settled below. Furthermore, infinite offering goddesses are sent forth holding various offering substances. They settle on the mandala platform, the sense objects. Absorption of the wisdom beings. And my heart from Hung, then a Vajra, comes Vajra Vega with a terrifying body of radiant blue light. Half bearing his fangs with a broad grin, he roars out wrathful sounds. He has 12 eyes, 26 hands, 4 faces, and 2 legs. Arisen from method and wisdom, he holds the same weapons as I, the main deity, and also holds an elephant hide cloak. He is adorned with the five mudras and is crowned by Kshobhya. He has garlands of skulls and heads, is adorned with snake ornaments, and stands on an eight-limbed chariot. He is sent forth with the outgoing breath. With his hook, he hooks at the navel, the principal figure of the wisdom being, who are similar to those I am meditating on. He binds the principal figure's 24 hands with a snake lasso, and terrifying him with the remaining eight weapons, summons him to the space in front. Then Vajravega dissolves back into my heart. Offerings to the wisdom beings. Cha 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 nya, vaja gande ganda chanam kuru kuru soha. Cha 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 nya, vaja male mala chanam kuru kuru soha. Cha 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 nya, vaja dupe dupa chanam kuru kuru soha. Cha cha da da na, vaja pradipe pradipa chanam kuru kuru soha. Pa 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 ma, vaja mrite na vedya pujam kuru kuru soha. Pa 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 ma, vaja kshate kshata pala Achanam Kuru Kuru Soha. Cha 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 na vaja lase basta bara na pujam Kuru Kuru Soha. Cha 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 na vaja hase ganta dasha pujam Kuru Kuru Soha. Ka 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 ga ga vaja vadye vadya pujam Kuru Kuru Soha. Ka ka ga 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 vaja nitya nitya pujam Kuru Kuru Soha. Sa pa pa sha ka ga ja gite gita pujam Jam Kuru Kuru Soha. Sa pa sha sha ka vaja kame sava buddha bodhisapanam kodadinam vaja sura tapu jam Kuru Kuru Soha. Absorption. Vaja barabha akashaya ja. Pragnantaka hum. Yamantaka vam. Pamantaka hum ho. Vignantaka hi. Wisdom beings become of one taste with their respective taj beings. Initiating and sealing. Receiving the initiations. Light rays from the hung in my heart invoke the empowering deities, the father and mother victors to the 10 directions with their mandala retinue, to the space in front, offerings to the empowering deities. Cha 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 nya, vaja gande ganda achanam kuru kuru soha. Cha 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 nya, vaja male male achanam kuru kuru soha. Cha 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 na, vaja dupe dupa achanam kuru kuru soha. Cha 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 na, vaja pradipe pradipa achanam kuru kuru soha. Pa 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 ma, vaja mrite na vidya putam kuru kuru. Soha ba 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 ma vajaksha tekshata pala achanam kuru kuru soha cha 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 na vajalaze vajapasa barana pujam kuru kuru soha cha 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 na vajahase ganta dasha pujam kuru kuru soha ka 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 ga ga vajavadye vajya pujam kuru kuru soha ka 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 ga ga vajanitya nitya Japujam Kuru Kuru Soha Ansa Pasha Shaka Vajagita Gitapujam Kuru Kuru Soha Ansa Pasha Shaka Vajakami Sava Buddha Bodhisapanam Prodeadinam Vajasura Tapujam Kuru Kuru Soha. Please bestow initiation upon me. Thus requested, they grant empowerment through the seven initiations, saying, Sabata Tagata Sapta Abhishekata Samaya Shriye. As the principal deity, I become sealed by Kshobhya, the mother by Vajrasattva. And in this way, each deity is sealed by the lord of their family in the aspect of a supreme emanation body. Sealing body, speech, mind, and exalted wisdom. Sealing the body. And my crown on a drop from A comes Akshobhya. And my heart on a Rahu mandala from E comes Amoghasiddhi. And my forehead on a moon mandala from U comes Amitabha. And my navel on a Kalagni mandala, from Li comes Vairochana. And my throat on a sun mandala, from Ri comes Ratnasambhava. And my secret place in the exalted wisdom mandala, from An comes Vajrasattva. Sealing the speech. And my navel on an earth mandala comes Li. And my heart on a water mandala comes U. And my throat on a fire mandala comes Ri. And my forehead on a wind mandala comes E. And my crown on a space mandala comes A. Sealing the mind. And my forehead on a moon mandala comes On. And my throat on a sun mandala comes A. And my heart on a Rahu mandala comes Hum. And my navel on a Kalagni mandala comes Ho. Sealing exalted wisdom. At the tip of my Vajra jewel comes A. Blessing the three doors. And my forehead on top of a moon mandala from Ong and a wheel comes white body Vajra. And my throat on top of a sun mandala from A, then a lotus comes red speech Vajra. And my heart on top of a Rahu mandala from Hung, then a Vajra comes black mind Vajra. They emanate replicas of themselves and their wisdom consorts, filling space. And my wisdom consort's navel is Ho, at her secret place Va, and at the crown of her head Ha. Also from these syllables, deities of the three Vajras are emanated, filling space. The three Vajras teach the Dharma to the sentient beings who are to be tamed, and then return again to settle in front of me. O holders of the Vajras of body, speech, and mind, please initiate me. Thus requested, the goddesses of the families of the three Vajras grant initiation with the nectar vases, saying, Om A'i Ri Uli Panchadhatu Vishadhani Soha. Having cleansed us, the three Vajras enter into the three places of myself and my wisdom lady. O glorious holders of the three Vajras, as I am meditating on the inseparability of the three Vajras, please grant me now the blessing of the holders of the three Vajras. O Buddhas abiding in the ten directions, as I am meditating on the inseparability of the three Vajras, please grant me now the blessing of the holders of the three Vajras. The body, speech, and mind of myself and my wisdom consort become of one taste with the three Vajras. Om Sabha Tathagata Kaya Vakjita Vajra Sobhava Admakoha. Remembering the purities. The glorious Vajra holder, Lord of humans, is purified time, divided into years, months, and so on. The aspect of mind, Vishwamata, not riding on impure winds, is the total purity of individual days. Duma and so forth are the purified winds abiding in the lotus of my heart chakra. Rudra, god of afflictions, and his consort, trampled underfoot by the pervasive Lord, is the submission of Maras. The principal deities' implements are the purified Samkhya categories. The outer mudras are the purified elements in terms of nature and qualities. The Vajras symbolize the inner mudras abiding on a moon at the heart of the Vajra holder. The glorious Vajra possessor and Vishwamata are immutable bliss and exalted wisdom abiding in the three worlds. The Mogasiddhi is compositional factors, Ratnasambhava feeling, Amitabha discrimination, and Vairochana form. They are the purity of marrow, blood, urine, and feces. Now place the central channels on the two main deities. At the forehead of myself and my wisdom consort is Om, at our throats Ah, at our hearts Hung, at our navels Ho, at our secret places Han, and at the crown of our heads Ha. This is the drop yoga. And my secret place, or Kala Chakra's secret place, within the sphere of non-apprehension, from Hung comes a blue Vajra with five spokes, its opening blocked by the syllable Pei. At Vishwamata's secret place, within the sphere of non-apprehension, from A comes a red lotus with eight petals, its opening blocked by Pei. Hum. With the pride of being the Vajra holder, I enter into union. The syllable ho at the navel, tumo fire like stainless lightning, is aroused by my downward voiding wind. Blazing light rays coming from my avaduti scorch the five wind mandalas that flow through my left channel and have the nature of my five aggregates. They also scorch the five wind mandalas that flow through my right channel and have the nature of my five elements. The wind mandalas are immobilized, so that the sense powers, such as that of sight, no longer engage in their objects. Then these light rays, by merely touching it, melt the moon-like syllable hun at my crown. It flows down in the form of a drop. It goes from my crown to my throat. I experience joy. It goes from my throat to my heart. I experience supreme joy. It goes from my heart to my navel. I experience extraordinary joy. It goes from my navel to the tip of my jewel, blocked by the syllable pe, and does not go outside. I experience innate joy. Use this innate joy to meditate on emptiness until you achieve a union of bliss and emptiness. Subtle yoga. Then again this drop goes as it went before. When it goes from my secret place to my navel in the manner of a result similar to its cause, I experience joy. When it goes from my navel to my heart in the manner of a ripened result, I experience supreme joy. When it goes from my heart to my throat in the manner of a personally created result, I experience extraordinary joy. When it goes from my throat to my forehead in the manner of a cessational result, I experience innate joy. So your mind is at the center of your forehead chakra, right in the middle of your brain, if you're at the human body, but you actually have a body of clear light and this, emptiness. And this innate joy again is totally united with the wisdom understanding emptiness. Say the two mantras. Om Sabata Tagata Anuragana Vajra Sobhava Atma Kohang. Om Sabata Tagata Adipati Vajra Sapahan Dudanta Dhamaka Hum Pe Soha. Concluding practices. Blessing the rosary or mala. Om Ahunga Hang Sha. Om Shunyata Jnana Vajrasobhava Atma Kohang. The rosary is empty. Within the sphere of emptiness, from hung syllables come rosary beads. light rays radiating from the seed syllable at my heart invoke the exalted wisdom and the major and minor marks of all victors in the aspect of hung syllables. These merge with the rosary beads, whose nature becomes that of the major and minor marks. Mantra recitation. From the mantras to be recited, which surround the respective seed syllables of the heart of each deity, a host of mandala deities is emanated. They accomplish the sentient being's welfare, then again merge with the incoming breath and collect back into the seed syllables of the hearts. Thus they perform the actions of emanating and returning. Om Vrem Vishwamata Hum Hum Pe. Om Dhyana Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Dhyana Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Shira Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Shira Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Chanti Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Shanti Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Virya Paramita Hum Pe. Om Virya Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Dhyana Paramita Hum Pe. Om Dhyana Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Prajna Paramita Hum Pe. Om Prajna Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Upaya Paramita Hum Pe. Om Upaya Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Pranidhana Paramita Hum Pe. Om Pranidhana Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Bala Paramita Hum Pe. Om Bala Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Jnana Paramita Hum Pe. Om Jnana Paramita Hum Hum Pe. Om Akshobhya Hum Hum Pe. Om Akshobhya Hum Hum Pe. Om Vajrasattva Hum Hum Pe. Om Vajrasattva Hum Hum Pe. Om Amoghasiddhi Hum Hum Pe. Om Amoghasiddhi Hum Hum Pe. Om Ratnasambhava Hum Hum Pe. Om Ratnasambhava Hum Hum Pe. Om Amitabha Hum Hum Pe. Om Amitabha Hum Hum Pe. Om Vairochana Hum Hum Pe. Om Vairochana Hum Hum Pe. Om Lochana Hum Hum Pe. Om Lochana Hum Hum Pe. Om Mamaki Hum Hum Pe. Om Mamaki Hum Hum Pe. Om Pandara Hum Hum Pe. The thumb of my left hand from Sung arises as Man Meru. My ring finger from Chung becomes the great ocean abiding on the ground, from whose center I take the essence of nectar. The tongues of the guests transform from Hung syllables into single spoke Vajra straws of light. Om to you, my precious and kind root guru, whose nature is Vajra body, speech, mind, and exalted wisdom. Of all Tathagatas of the three times and ten directions, source of the 84,000 collections of Dhamma, master of all communities of Aryas, Nama. Om to the holy lineage gurus, Nama. Om to the glorious Kala Chakra, Nama. Om a ang a ha ha hang ha Nama. Om a I I ri ri u u li li Nama. Om a e e ar ar o o al al ang a Nama. Om ha ha ya ya ra ra va va la la hang ha Nama. Om Guru Buddha Bodhisattva Bhyo Namo Nama. Om to all Dharma protectors and earthbound beings, Nama. Om to all owners of the places, lands and cities, Nama. Om also to all sentient beings transformed into deities, Nama. By experiencing the nectar, the deities of my body are satisfied. Offering. At the forehead of myself and my wisdom consort is Om, at our throats Ah, at our hearts Hung, at our navels Ho, at our secret places Hung, and at the crown of our heads Ah. At Kalachakra's secret place within the sphere of non-apprehension from Hung comes a blue Vajra with five spokes, its opening blocked by the syllable Pe. At Vishwamata's secret place within the sphere of non-apprehension from Ah comes a red lotus with eight petals, its opening blocked by Pe. Hung. With the pride of being the Vajra holder, I enter into union. The syllable Ho at the navel, Tumo fire like stainless lightning, is aroused by my downward voiding wind. Blazing light rays coming from my Abhidhuti scorch the five wind mandalas that flow through my left channel and have the nature of my five aggregates. They also scorch the five wind mandalas that flow through my right channel and have the nature of my five elements. The wind mandalas are immobilized so that the sense powers, such as that of sight, no longer engage in their objects. Then and these light rays, by merely touching it, melt the moon-like syllable hung at my crown. It flows down in the form of a drop. It goes from my crown to my throat. I experience joy. It goes from my throat to my heart. I experience supreme joy. It goes from my heart to my navel. I experience extraordinary joy. It goes from my navel to the tip of my jewel, blocked by the syllable Pe, and does not go outside. I experience innate joy. Also, all the mandala deities are pleased by this offering of great bliss. Praise. You have the nature of emptiness and compassion. Are free from birth and destruction in the triple world. Mind and its object are one in your body. To the glorious Kala Chakra I prostrate. Although you have abandoned the union of vowels and consonants, and such sins as the syllables hung and pay, your body was born from unchanging bliss. To you, Kala Chakra, I prostrate. Beyond minute particles, you have the nature of an image in a charmed mirror and possess the supreme of all aspects. To you, great seal consort, I prostrate. You give birth to all Buddhas. I've abandoned birth and destruction and do perfectly good actions. To you, Vishwamata, I prostrate. Okay, we don't do the Thanksgiving Toma this session. We do it in the other next session. So we just missed that. And now we come to page 45 in my English version. It's the section 3.8, dissolving, arising, and dedicating. This is where we dissolve the mandala deities and the whole mandala into the various chakras. And I will lead this as a meditation because I will have to provide more words than there are in the sadhana to make sense of it. So first of all, the four emblems at the corners of the Great Bliss Mandala dissolve into the crown chakra. Feel them dissolve there. And then the Tathagatas, male and female, dissolve into the forehead chakra. And then the bodhisattvas and the raffle deities dissolve into the throat chakra. And then the shaktis dissolve into the heart chakra. And then the entire mandala, except for the Vajra wall and the surrounding fires, but the rest of the mandala dissolves into the central Kalachakra Vishramata Kapha. Vishramata dissolves into Kalachakra. And from above and below, Kalachakra dissolves to the Hung at the heart. And this gradually dissolves from the bottom upwards. Until finally, the tiny nada of the Hum just disappears. Instantaneously I arise with the body of the one face, two armed Kalachakra. By these merits, may all sentient beings turn to and attain the supreme unchanging bliss. Just as Surya and the other Brahmins attained wisdom knowledge through this tantra, may the sentient beings living in the three realms of samsara attain the same through the kindness of Kalachakra. Just as my mind Vajra dwells in all worlds for the sake of liberating all sentient beings, may all these sentient beings dwell in a purified triple world through the power of Kalachakra. May those beings who, through evil friends, always go in the darkness of untruth and whose path is degenerated, attain this path and come soon to the Vajra Jewel House. Through the force of white merit from these actions, may I never, in all my lives, transgress Vajradhara's law, and may I complete the stages of the twofold path. In brief, through these and all other white merits that I have collected, may I soon be born in Shambhala, the jewel treasury, and complete the stages of the highest path. Throughout all my lives, may I never be separated from perfect teachers. May I enjoy the magnificence of the Dhamma, complete the accomplishments of the stages and the paths, and quickly achieve the state of Vajradhara. May the Bodhisattvas, who terrify the malevolent Asuras above the earth, may the Rattle Kings and Queens of the world, and may the Naga Kings always hold the and all the members of the earth. Okay, so thank you very much, everybody, for being here. For those of you who are familiar with this practice, perhaps like me, you found it a very enjoyable experience to return to something familiar and revive your practice. Some people here have done the Nearing Retreat. twice, which takes about 7 weeks, and on. And you have my greatest. That's what you get by doing. Maybe you can hear me again. I think my internet connection just went down. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened, but at least it didn't happen during the practice. And I hope you can all hear me. Just put your thumb up if you can hear. The English can hear. Yeah, hopefully it's still okay with the translation. Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, I was really just apologizing to those of you who are new for any confusion you might have felt or thinking, oh dear me, this is too much. I can never do this. That's understandable if you felt that. But actually, you can do it. And you have to study this practice, actually. It's not enough just to do it. You have to study it. And you have to make your own diagram of the mandala and place all the deities in the correct position. Okay? So you probably won't have time to do that this weekend, but it's something you can do in order to gradually educate yourself in the practice. You have to know the directions because there are two levels of the mind. Stairways up to the top part, which is the, oh dear, my internet connection's not good. I'm really sorry about this. My router seems okay. Hopefully you can still hear me. I'm sorry. We're going to stop soon anyway, and hopefully it'll be better after the break. You need to learn where the deities are. And then when you recite the mantras, you will find you know which deity you are. And you can recite the mantra as the deity. And so it makes more sense. There's many things like that that you would learn gradually. We're going to recite this sadhana 5 times during the weekend. So we just completed the first recitation. The next one will be this afternoon. And then 2 tomorrow and 1 on Monday morning. It's being recorded, so you can keep the recordings if you want to help you. And I think I'm going to stop now because obviously my internet connection is not good, but it will be better after the break. We'll come back in 35 minutes time, and we'll have some commentary on the basis. Of the color chakra practice. Okay, as I said yesterday, I'm not going to give a page by page commentary on this practice. That is something you'll have to get another time from another source. Could be me or it could be somebody else. But what we will do is we'll look at the basis and understand what it is we're purifying. So that's what we're going to do in 35 minutes time. Okay, have a good break. See you later.